Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of June, recording at 6:08 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, not a great deal going on here right now in terms of anything indicating changes of significance or opportunities of significance, I'm afraid. Stock markets I've been describing in recent days as luffing in the wind, and we've had a little bit more of that here today. Asia mixed, no big moves that I saw. Among the indices, we've had Europe recoup a little bit of its losses yesterday, partial recoupment of its losses yesterday. On most indices, the SMI being the exception, and it did that because Wall Street had rallied to close higher on the day yesterday. Wall Street's up a fraction, sort of unchanged on the Dow, a point on the S&P, 10 on the NASDAQ. That's a latter one is 0.5%. I'm in here. Now, maybe markets are just waiting for the interest rate move from Greenspan, and I'll tell you what, I won't predict what will happen in terms of the response, but I'll observe it with a great deal of interest. And I think I said yesterday that it wouldn't surprise me if stock markets didn't rally a bit following Greenspan's first interest rate hike. Now, the reason for that would be, you know, sell the rumor, buy the news. Now, if stock markets are able to rally following Greenspan's first interest rate hike, then to me that would suggest that markets maybe had a good chance of maintaining their current sideways trading ranges where they exist for a few more weeks at any rate. If markets weaken following that, then that would suggest that following the tests of the upper boundaries in Europe and the USA, that we were quite possibly going to go down and test some support levels once again. In terms of action overall, as you know, I've got a net short position in here. And I have continued to raise a bit of cash overall. And I like having lots of cash in this stock market. As I've said, captive investors, well, I'd be overweight in the, those are people who have to be in the market. I would be overweight in energy sectors and high yielders, where you can find them, preferably high yielders with reasonably firm charts. But if you don't have to be in the markets, I think that with reward not looking all that attractive relative to risk, I'd stay on the sidelines and wait for good opportunities, which will come first in the Asian markets, I suspect. In terms of bonds, a little bit steadier here all overall. I'd be delighted to see that pattern continue among the government bonds, as I would like to let out some shorts at higher levels. So I'm just watching there as well. In terms of currencies, again, fairly quiet in here right now. And the yen's a bit steadier here today. And euro dollar, well, the euro had rallied early in the day, got up to 121.93, but then fell right back to 120.65 and is down 14 ticks at 120.94 as I speak. Now, that remains an influence on the precious metals markets, all the metals markets, as a matter of fact. And it eroded some gains, although these are mostly off the lows. For instance, gold is currently up 10 cents at 395.05. It's a range on the day of 397 to 393. I don't think gold's going down much, if at all, from here. I would expect it to range higher overall. Ditto silver, which took a beating, what was it, on Monday, but and it's been in a sort of 593.5 to 583 range on the July contract here today. It's currently at 587. Palladium unchanged, down half a dollar. Platinum up half a dollar. So you see quite quiet. However, in some of the minor, some of the LME metals, a little bit firmer tone. Lead, which took a hit on Monday, is up 19 here today, back over $800. I still hold that one, and I've looked to gift horses in the 840 and 850 range in the mouth, and I certainly don't mention that as a boast, and rather an indictment, because I had said on this very audio that I really ought to take profits as it got up near the former highs, but held off because I believe in the sector. And while believing in the sector, medium and long term, and may well be justified, I certainly think it is, on the supply and elasticity theme, these markets are inherently very, very volatile, and there's no reason technically why to justify holding on when they are up near former highs, even with the backwardation. That's the premium, of course, of the spot position over the contango, currently 62 pounds on lead, and that's quite substantial. Most of the backwardation is in the very nearby position, so I would have done better, obviously, to get out and have bought it back on the reactions. That would have been a much smarter move to make. But again, say a steadier tone in here. Copper, definitely up 285 in the U.S. Right now, but the pattern doesn't look that strong. Tin up a little bit. Nickel's the only one that's actually down on the day, but that has had a very, very good recovery recently, and I regard that as a lead indicator, as you know, but it's certainly due for consolidation here right now. Among commodities, or agricultural commodities here, orange juice, you know I own that. That's at 58.60. That's up 30 cents in here today. So steady on the charts. I can't fault the chart pattern. And I do hold a long position there, very recently purchased. And soybeans. Now, my timing on the last soybeans trade was rather disastrous, having bought it as it had steadied, and I bought it near the higher part of a steadying range, and I bought it quite a bit below where I had bought my previous longs, on which I took a profit in soybeans, and then of course it got another fairly sharp hit, and but is subsequently steadied up here again. I talked about possibly adding to that position, but as it was a weather punt, decided not to overall, as you may recall, but that's been coming back nicely. I'm not in the money here yet, and I never felt I needed to chop the loss on that because it was so overextended overall, and the backwardation was maintained, so I thought, well, this will just go on in range and maybe build a bit more support down at these levels. But up 20 cents in here today at 7.33. But I think just that experience just indicates that it's a tricky, very tricky environment in here overall. We have very, very few trends. We just have these choppy ranges. And I've said before, the only way to play that is to buy low and sell high within these ranges. And I think that's pretty much it. Oil, though, oil is weaker in here today. That's not going to hurt stock markets. Mind you, it's not so much weaker to make a big difference. But spot to crude, NYME, is at 37.77. That's down 48 cents. And to end where I started, all eyes are on the Fed, just waiting for what everybody knows they're going to do, raise interest rates 25 basis points. Have a good evening.